This is Fresh Air. 5 years after the release of SZA's debut album Control, she has a new album called SOS. Released at the very end of last year, it went immediately to number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to its collection of 23 songs that straddle pop, hip-hop, and R&B, and he thinks SOS ended last year with a bang that's still reverberating.
Five years ago, SZA's debut collection, Control, hit home to a lot of listeners for the portrait she painted of a young woman going through changes with conflicting feelings, ambition and insecurity, awkwardness, and defiant self-assurance. On the new album, SOS, SZA describes her world with even more precision and a bittersweet edge. On the song called Shirt, for instance, she wants to share some romantic disappointment, urging the listener to, quote, feel the taste of resentment.
Kiss me dangerous. Been so lost without you all around me. Getting anxious. Leave me. Don't look back. It's all about you. In the dark right now. Feeling lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense. Not about me.
SZA, who's in her early 30s, was born Solana Imani Rowe. Raised in a devout Muslim family in Maplewood, New Jersey, she's described her childhood as very sheltered, very conservative. Her father forbade her from listening to profane hip-hop music. On the other hand, he was a producer at CNN, her mother an executive at AT&T, and SZA definitely comes across as connected to the wider world. She sings and raps in a fluid manner that renders her crooning conversational. The instrumentation behind her emphasizes hip-hop rhythms, even as the frequent medium tempos and romantic imagery harken back to the Quiet Storm era of R&B in the 1980s. You can hear Luther Vandross and Minnie Riperton and Peebo Bryson in her approach.
I need more space and security. I need less voices, just you and me. I need your touch, not your scrutiny. Squeezing too tight, boy, you're losing me. Boy, you're losing me.
Play a bit of two songs to suggest SZA's range over the course of this meaty 23-track album. On one of the best here, her song called Ghost in the Machine, SZA creates an eerie soundscape and makes her voice snake in and around the melody. Her voice bends and breaks with hopelessness about a pending disaster. You can't be sure whether she's talking about the end of a relationship or the end of the world.
Everything disgusting, conversation is so boring. Heard about what? I hate her, I don't agree. I did it first, I give a f-. I just want f-. Eat, sleep, love, happy. Can you make me happy? Can you keep me happy? Can you distract me from all the disaster? Can you touch on me and knock on me after? Can you hate on me and mask it with laughter? Can you lead me to the act? What's the password? I need humanity. You're like humanity, drowning in vanity, craving humanity. Ooh.
At other moments, SZA slides into singer-songwriter mode. She out-tailors Taylor Swift on the songs F to F, and, as I'll play here, Nobody Gets Me, with its strummed acoustic guitar and its lyric about sending out big love and not receiving enough of it back in kind.
Nobody gets near. Took me out to the ballet. You proposed, I went on the road. You was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when I'm with a man, it's you. When I know that it's too late, I don't wanna.
There's a song on this album in which SZA fantasizes about killing her ex-boyfriend, and another in which she says, I'm still playing the victim. But one of the best things about SOS is that it rejects simple notions of victim versus victimizer. These new songs resist any listener's attempt to figure out the real SZA. She's making music that's more interested in reaching out, in wondering what you think about your life.
Ken Tucker reviewed SZA's new album, SOS.